Hello. Welcome to our, this is our fifth episode of Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
So tonight's episode is, we thought we'd do a little something different. This is our top 10 comfort food for winter time. So mostly soups or stews is what we're going with.
We kind of had to rein it into one category.
Yes.
A lot of favorite foods. We have a lot of
We do. And we'll the rest of the season, we'll do other seasonal stuff.
Sure.
But we thought it's still January. It's still like very much so winter.
Mm-hmm.
So we just thought, hey, we'll give you some of our favorite winter soups and stews.
We did soups and stews. So that's what we're going to focus on. Top 10, just because we haven't done top 10 yet. And I'm like, why haven't we been doing top 10? I like top 10 lists. I hope that the listeners like it as well.
You like lists. You do.
And then also we had several people suggest that we do something with cooking, cooking or baking episodes. And we're kind of like, I don't really know how to do that. So this is
How to bake.
Well, yeah, no, we know how to cook and bake. We don't know how to make that into a podcast episode.
Yeah, that's like, true. Cause I'm not going to
be in the kitchen showing
while we're doing it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I was like, so we're venturing into that category in the way that we know how on the podcast, which is talking about it. That's what we know how to do.
We can talk.
And we start our top 10 soups and stews for winter time, because it's finally cold where we live. So we like to eat soups and stews.
Right. Yes. I know. Cause we decided like winter stuff, and that's immediately what came to mind, because it's been really cold here lately. And every night I'm like, I want soup. I want some type of soup.
Yes.
You know?
And we don't eat a lot of soup year round.
We don't either.
Maybe I'll make it like once a month, but like in the summer.
Who wants to eat soup when it's 100 degrees outside?
Yeah. You just don't feel like it. You come in and you want like iced tea, ice water, ice wine.
You don't want like heavy,
but I put ice in my wine.
I might put ice in my wine
when it's hot.
Been known to do that.
Exactly. And soup does not, I'm like, especially
you
a
don't
heavy
put
soup.
Ice in soup.
Like, no. Although my daughter did tell me that, because Sean gave them soup one time and it was too hot, so he put an ice cube in it and stirred it up. And then from now on, she's like, "Put a piece of ice in my soup, Mom." I'm like, "No, it's not hot. You're fine." But yeah, I mean, that cooled it down pretty quickly. So the heavy soups, especially in the summer, I am like,
it's too
Like if it's broth based, I'm like, oh, maybe. But the heavy stuff that's like creamy and stuff, it just sounds like that's just gonna sit in my stomach and be so heavy.
Right.
So, but in the winter, I'm like, yes, give me some hearty, yummy soup. So any shout outs before we started?
I was just about to say, let's start with some shout outs. I need to shout out Kelsey at work. She subscribed.
Kelsey?
Yes. Okay.
Thanks,
she
Kelsey.
Subscribed and she said, Angela, I subscribed. So I was like, thanks, girl. So thank you, Kelsey, for subscribing. I think that's everyone. Do you have?
No, I just wanted to let everybody know that we have some merchandise. We have some merch. it's not for sale.
Oh, we do.
Not for sale. It is just for free. If you listen to us, you can get some merch. So we just have some little magnets that were printed on my home printer.
You're telling what it is.
Okay, it's a surprise. Anyway,
I thought it was going to be a total surprise. Like, we'll just give it to you and you'd be like, you know, like that.
I don't want them to get really excited though, because they could think like it's a t-shirt or something, and then you give them like a little.
Who do they think we are?
A little tiny
magnet.
We're not
making money off of this.
That Betsy made herself. And they'll be like, yeah, we're not making money. Therefore, we're not putting in a lot of money. Actually, we're not putting in any money at this point.
Zero.
If you would like a magnet for OK Karen, then let Angela know. She has the most of them. I do have some. So, you know, text us, let us know. I will mail you a magnet.
We do need to mail. We do need to mail some people some magnets.
The super fans. You'll be getting magnets soon. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's start. Do you want to start with your first soup or you want me to go?
Sure.
Chair is not. There we go.
So we are going to link as well these recipes, as many as we have.
Okay, let's start right there.
The description.
Because
as many
as
we have, we'll link in the description, okay?
Most of my recipes are families done. Like, okay, let's be honest. My mom and my mom make all this stuff. I make one. So therefore I will link one recipe, or I will give Betsy one recipe to link. And that's the one that I make that I follow the directions.
Okay.
Which is super easy. The rest, it's just, I'm sorry, y'all. It's just, they just throw this in and mix this in and constantly taste it. I mean, we don't have it written down. They just know how to make it.
This is family passed down for generations.
Yes.
Family recipes.
Right. So, yes.
So
if it's written down, it's still not, you followed. Can't, I mean, you can maybe go by it, but
you're
still going to need to add stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So you first or me?
So I'll go first. And the first one that I want to share is, so I tried to think of some different ones that you may have not heard of, or, you know, just to mix it up in case you're looking for new recipes for this winter.
Because mine are kind of traditional. Because we did talk about this before. So we listed what we were talking about.
We each have five
about.
To contribute.
Yes.
And they're in no particular order. We're not counting down from 10 all the way to the best. We're just giving you our 10 favorite. So the first one I want to tell you about is slow cooker. There's a plus. Creamy.
That's crock pot.
Yeah. Slow cooker. They don't say crock pot because it's a name brand. So a lot of times they call it slow cooker because you might have an off brand. Anyway, or Instapot set to the slow cooker setting. So slow cooker.
Oh my gosh,
creamy,
there's so many options.
Tortellini soup. Now, this, when we say creamy, I mean, this is like really hearty. It has half and half. Or you can use evaporated milk, but it is very, very thick. And then it has cheese tortellini in it. You buy like a pack of dry cheese tortellini and it has.
Wait, hold on. Do you get those in the aisle
in the pasta
section?
Aisle. Yeah. Pasta.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have
they also had those
stuff too.
Yeah. I was going to say they have them refrigerated, but you don't get those.
No, I just get the dry. I don't know how it would work with the refrigerated one. So I also like, it's easier for me to get the dry anyway, because then I can just keep it in my pantry until I make
it. Right, right.
You know, so it's just easier to store. So, and then you can use, you know, a pound of, I always use Italian sausage ground, but it does say you can use beef or turkey ground. I'm going to tell you, I did it once with beef and it was not near as flavorful. The Italian sausage ground up did a lot better. So if you make this.
So Italian sausage, like just in the like.
In a roll. Yeah. And you ground it up.
You brown it
in a pan.
Okay.
And then you put it in with the cheese tortellini, with heavy whipping
cream.
Yes. As you can see, this is getting very hearty. And then at the end, to make it healthy, right before you serve it, you put a bunch of fresh spinach in it so it wilts. So then you get your vegetables.
You throw it away in the garbage because you can't make that healthy.
No, you can't. But it is so filling and so good. I mean, it's really like a pasta dish. It says it's a soup, but it is very thick. So I will link that recipe. I have.
Okay. Hold on. How long do you cook it? How long do you cook it in the crock pot for?
You cook it in the crock pot for on high for 4 hours or on low for 7 hours.
Okay. Another question.
You could leave it, you know, before you go.
So you put all of that, like brown the sausage and then put all the stuff in there. And then right before you do it, then you add the spinach.
So like 45 minutes before
you add the spinach,
you put it on high and you put in the tortellini and the heavy whipping cream so that you don't want the tortellini cooking all day. Just there's chopped vegetables in there. I didn't mention like onion and carrots and things like that.
Okay.
The seasoning, the ground. So the ground, the browned ground
sausage.
Yes. That goes in all day, which to me, I'm like, if I'm home, I would just do it on 4 hours for high. Cause it doesn't seem like it's like a meat that needs to sit for 7 hours to cook really well.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's already cooked.
Right. Exactly. So it's just really the flavors blending. I'm not really sure why you could definitely make this not in a crock pot. You could definitely make it on the stove and just heat it up and then put in the noodles at, you know, 45 minutes before you're going to serve it and then put in the spinach 10 minutes before. But
that
if you want to put
nice.
It in a crock pot, you could. So it's really good. It's definitely become like in our monthly rotation of meals, we have it and my kids eat it. My husband eats it. Everybody loves it. It's what else was I going to tell you? And it's
you
different than a lot of other crock pot meals. I feel like crockpot meals tend to get similar flavors after a while. They're kind of, I feel like there's a lot of different chicken dishes and things that are similar in a crock pot.
Yeah.
This
I
is
actually
different.
Like this. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So So I do like this because it's sausage, which is different because a lot of soups, you either have chicken or beef in it. I feel like, so good job. I like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Number two. You want to go with mine?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I'm going to just go ahead and throw out this. My mom can whip this up really quick. It's just an easy potato, cheese and potato soup. Mm-hmm. And then lately she has been adding broccoli. So it's broccoli, cheese and potato. And it is so good. It's so, I don't know how she does it, but it doesn't take her that long to do it. Yeah. You know, gets the potatoes going. She does milk or heavy cream, mostly milk. And then the cheese. And on a cold night, oh, it's so perfect. It is so perfect.
This is Sean's favorite, not your mom's recipe, but I have broccoli cheese recipe that I love. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a link to this one, I'll link mine. Mine's broccoli cheese.
Okay.
And then I add potatoes because
about the same thing.
Why would you not add potatoes to this?
Right.
Why would you ever make it without potatoes? And I'm like, well, the recipe doesn't call for potatoes, but you know, my kids eat potatoes and it's like, why not make it?
Why not?
You know, heartier with potatoes.
Right. And mama will say when it gets kind of cold, she'll say, how about that soup? And this is the soup she's talking about.
That's the one because she needs, yeah.
I don't know how long yours takes, but it does not take long for this to come together.
This is mom does it on the stove. Faster.
It's not a crock pot. It's quick.
Yeah. This is much faster. I mean, boiling the potatoes are the longest part of it.
Yeah.
So if you did it without potatoes, it'd be really fast. I don't know about yours. Maybe you guys eat it all. You have, I think, more adults eating when your mom makes it, but I can usually make the one that I'm going to link and I can freeze half of it. Cause it's really just me and my husband. And then the kids don't eat that much.
Yeah. No, we have not just people at our house, but down the road, you know, family is on the whole street. Yeah. So
people frozen leftovers.
No, people come and go, you know, and we'll say we're making soup for supper, you know.
I'm assuming with yours has actual like cheese in it, like shredded cheese, right?
But it's all melted.
Yeah, I know. There. No, because the one I have has like Velveeta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what she does. I'm sorry. I have no idea. I'm just listening to soup that I really like.
Your mom. I feel like my mom would be like, you use Velveeta in your cheese soup. Like, you don't use real cheese. And I'm like, yeah, but everybody likes Velveeta.
I don't know.
You're not a cheese.
Watched
you
her. Don't know. Yeah.
We'll have to ask your mom. But I feel like your mom uses real cheese. There is
stuff we use Velveeta for. Like, chips and dip when we make that's Velveeta.
Well, yes, that's true. But within cooking stuff, I feel like maybe my mom is the only one who's like a cheese snob.
Is she a snob with cheese? Yeah.
Like Miss Sue. Macaroni and cheese recipes.
Okay, or, Karen Sue.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a traditionalist as far as cheese goes, not the processed cheese loaf that is.
So, yes, I'm talking about my mom's broccoli potato cheese, but Betsy will link hers because we don't have recipes. So I can sorry, get mom on there, but she'll just be like, I mean, I just throw this in there. And then if it's if it needs more milk, I add more milk. And
that's my mom has several recipes that are that way too. And I'm like, but mom, how much do you put? And she's like, well, you just kind of look at it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
we're going to get to some, how much do you put of this? Cause but we'll go on.
So, Miss Judy's potato and cheese and broccoli soup.
Broccoli.
Mm-hmm. And is that your favorite of your mom's?
So I can have this. Like, I don't get tired of this. And especially when it's really cold, mm-hmm. I'm like that. It is so, it's just comforting, you know, it warms you from the inside, you know? So,
you could easily have this like once or twice a week.
I can have it once a week. Let's not go twice, but I can have it once a week. Okay. Yeah.
So it sounds like it's for sure. Pretty.
And I think also why I could have it once a week because some other soups on here just take longer.
Yes.
So this is so easy to make, you know?
Okay.
So
I'm going to talk about an easy one next also. So
we're
on number three, and this is creamy chicken and wild rice soup. So we're still in the creamy category here, people. We're not in the brothy area.
Have I had this? You haven't made this. This is not the one you made for us.
No, that's the crock pot one. We'll talk about that later. That one is chicken. That's something else. Yeah. But chicken also. So this is creamy chicken and wild rice soup. And I just like the flavor because it's wild rice and you get just a box of wild rice mix, you know, with the seasoning packet already in it.
Right.
And so it's really simple. It's really fast. I mean, it basically takes the time it takes to cook the rice in
the rice,
soup, you know?
Oh, so you don't make this in the crock pot.
No, I guess you could.
I'm not going to say slow cooker because I'm not used to saying that word. I'm just going to say crock pot.
Okay.
Y'all just know everybody that means Insta or slow cooker. Yeah.
No, you don't. And I got this off all recipes and it says prep time 5 minutes, cook time 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
25 minutes. Yeah. So the prep time is like, oh, you cut up. It didn't have any vegetables in it, which I thought was a little strange. So I chopped up some carrots and put them in there because, you know, just for the color, even to have some carrots in there.
Right.
And also to have some vegetables in there. I'm like, I can have some, because that doesn't change the flavor very much. So I did add a couple celery and carrots and things, but it doesn't call for it. I mean, it just calls for chicken broth and the rice and, you know, cooked chicken already cut up and put in there.
And then cream.
Uh-huh. And then, let me see.
Hold on. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. 2 cups heavy whipping cream.
Ooh.
Whoa. It's very creamy.
So let me ask you this. Do you like wild rice?
Yes.
Because I like wild rice, but when I eat wild rice, uh-huh, I feel like I'm like, do you know? Like,
oh, like it's still a little hard.
Yeah. Cause there's the little, like, I guess the wild ones. The brownish ones.
The darker. The brown, the
those
longer
are a little
brown
more
ones.
Like,
they're a little more tough.
Like you got it. Right. But I still like it. I like the texture sometimes. It's a little different than the other, you know.
Yes. Obviously. And I like it in the soup. We don't eat rice that much, just like as a side.
Right. I'll
have it like, you know, rice with like gumbo on it or rice with red beans and rice over it, you know, but, or red beans over it. But we don't make a lot of food that's like, oh, here's just rice on the side. I don't know why. Cause I like rice like
either.
That. I like wild rice on the side.
But we prefer potatoes to rice.
Yeah. I could see that,
you know,
although I should make rice more. Cause come to think of it, I mean, my kids really like rice. I can make white rice and just put a little butter on it with salt and they'll just like,
they'll eat it
like mad. I'm like,
when I was in PA school, Katie, there was this like herb and we would have rice with this like purplish herb and a little butter. I don't know what kind of herb it was. It was her friends. That was a different, her family was from like, I don't know, the Middle East somewhere. Stop.
Yeah, I just think this is going in a bad direction. First of all, because you start talking about the herbs that you had in college.
It's a purple. And I'm like, no, it's not those type of herbs. It's a purplish herb.
But you don't know what it is. Was it good?
No.
Did you feel good after you had it?
I mean, I was full.
Okay.
But it was, it's not saffron, but it kind of reminds me something of like
okay.
that.
Okay. So we've learned from this that we should have rice more often, but no, I do like wild rice. I don't eat that much by itself, but I do really like it in the soup. And I haven't noticed that. And maybe because it's in the soup, the way you eat soup is a little different. Like, I don't know, when you were saying that, like with chewing it, I'm like,
yeah,
maybe I don't chew my food as well. Or maybe when I'm eating soup, I don't like chew it in the same way.
Well, generally you don't chew soup.
That's what I'm saying. You know, so that's maybe why I don't notice it. Cause I have just had wild rice in this soup lately. I haven't had it by itself.
Wow.
So you should try it in the soup. It's like I said, 25 minutes.
It's that's fast, really quick.
And it's very good. It has, you know, it has the wild rice flavoring. So it's almost like a very traditional, like chicken noodle soup type of very, very good. My family loves this one. So.
We'll stay on the chicken thing.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about, chicken and dumplings.
Yum.
I love chicken and dumplings. So I don't know how to make it again. Sorry, y'all. But
I'm assuming this takes a little bit longer.
Yes, it does because you boil chicken and then you pick the chicken and then you use that like the stock.
You got to make the dumplings.
Then I was just about to say, you have to make the dumplings Now, Mama and Mama make the dumplings, like flour and like that, roll it out, cut them, drop them in. But I will say I have some friends, and I don't know if they want me to tell their secrets.
Well, don't I'll say just, their name.
I won't say their names, but I'll tell their secrets. Okay. One friend said she gets dumplings out of the freezer section. Yeah. And you know what? She says they're delicious.
Well, yeah. This may change my whole attitude about chicken and dumplings, because
so
I can make them then. Cause I, you know, with that would be like a very special thing, because it's a dumplings? Lot. No, to,
oh, for sure.
To make all of that for me, I'm like,
oh yeah,
that's a lot to roll out and cut. And I'm like, there are little kids around here. I'm like, let's just do the chicken and wild rice. It's a lot faster, you know?
Sorry. But let me tell you what my other friend said.
But if they're in the frozen section.
Yes, she said she gets them out of the frozen section, and she said, and her mama used to make them, roll them out and everything. But nope, she uses that. And she said, they're just good. They're delicious.
Just as good as homemade.
My other friend just told me she takes Gran biscuits.
Oh, I have heard this.
With butter, mm-hmm. And she just pinches them. Not cuts. She just says, I just pinch them like a size of a dumpling would be, and drops them in there. I was like, what? So
wow. Now I've heard of using the prepackaged biscuits and putting like mm-hmm. a whole one on top. Have you seen those recipes?
Oh, I have seen that. Okay. And it's more like a chicken pot pie then, okay. You know?
Yeah.
Because to me, and Mama will say when she used to make them, she's like, do you want me to put a top on it? You know, because when I think chicken pot pie is and chicken and dumplings kind of have this similar base.
Yes. Yeah.
And just, so. You know, the dumplings have the dumplings in it, and the pot pie has the top. So, but I, and I don't I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I like both of them, but yeah, dumplings, but Mom and Mama roll the dumplings out and cut them.
Well, this could be
and they're
game
so
changer.
Good. Cause when you come, mm-hmm. when you like go like spoon it up, mm-hmm. the dumplings are like, you know, on the top, and it's just so good. I love them. I haven't had that in a while, actually. Maybe I need to call up Mom and Mama and be
if
like,
you're
hey,
listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Some chicken and dumplings.
It's making me hungry hearing about it. Now, chicken pot pie is one of my favorites, but I didn't put it on the list for tonight, cause I was like, well, you're going to stay with soups and stews. So I was like, but man, that is one that I could eat that like, oh, so good. The flavor, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It is similar to chicken and dumplings.
Which is funny because I normally like really flavorful and spicy foods, but I think in the winter when it's cold,
yeah,
I'm just like the kind of basic chicken, like that and vegetable flavor or beef and vegetable flavor is
comforting.
Yeah, it's very easy on your system. It's just like, makes you just want to curl up with a blanket.
And then go to sleep. Exactly. Yeah. You know, like who wants, but of course you're not going to like work at 7 or 8 o'clock at night because it's dark.
That's true.
You know, like there work outside in the yard.
Yeah. So you don't really have to do anything. And there's a pandemic. So you might as well just eat really heavy food and lay on your couch.
We don't need to talk about that.
Okay.
Ray of sunshine.
I'm going to continue with chicken.
Oh, you have another chicken.
Well, we're just going to go on a chicken roll here.
Let's just do it.
This is one that I've made that Angel actually has had.
It is
another crock pot recipe.
Okay.
And it is one that you can buy everything and dump it in. So it's very fast and very convenient. It goes in the crock pot. We actually had this when we were traveling.
Yes.
We stayed at an Airbnb. It was a girls' trip. We stayed at an Airbnb.
Where were we?
I think in Texas.
Oh, in Texas. Yeah, we were in Texas.
And we went out and went to wineries and did stuff during the day. And I put this, and then we came home for dinner and had wine at dinner and had wine at dinner and played games and just, we had a blast. So I put this on in the morning. The Airbnb had a crock pot, and you put everything in. The chicken goes in raw, and it's all canned stuff.
What's the name of it? You haven't said
it. It is cream cheese chicken chili.
Yeah.
Cream cheese chicken chili.
That doesn't sound very appetizing, I'm going to be honest. But y'all, it's really good.
It's very good. Very good. And it's so easy. So let me just tell you, because when I say it's a canned stuff, this is why it was so easy, is because I bought the ingredient. We went to the store to get supplies.
Okay.
We got like breakfast and stuff. Yeah, we went to the grocery store. A can of black beans, can of corn, can of Rotel, two raw chicken breasts, ranch dressing mix, which I actually used at home. I didn't have that, and I used Italian seasoning, which was fine. Cumin, chili powder, onion powder, and a package, an 8-ounce package of cream cheese.
And all so that at once.
You put it all in, you put the cream cheese right on top, and then in how many ever hours this is?
Like six or something, I think.
Yeah, 6 to 8 hours. Six to 8 hours, before you're going to serve it, you mix it because the cream cheese is kind of melted on top. So you mix it, and that's what gives it the creamy consistency. And we
wait, you
it.
Take the chicken out, though, and tray,
yeah, you
right?
do the forks. Yeah. Before you serve it. And so it.
And then put the chicken back in. Yeah, and mix it off.
And mix
and
it
now,
off.
And now, you made
it over
rice for
but
this.
You wouldn't even have to eat it over rice.
I was about
rice.
To say, some of us didn't eat it over rice, mm-hmm. you know? So if you're watching.
Oh, that's true, because we had people doing keto, so we tried to get,
right.
which it does have beans and corn in it, but it was better. It was like low
right.
carbs.
You don't so. Have to do over rice. It's uh-huh. it's good just by itself, like more of a soup, you know?
Yeah, so this was definitely one you can buy all the ingredients, throw everything in. It was, I mean, it's literally like 5-minute prep. Like you're just opening
right.
cans, you know,
so,
and put it all in.
So good. It was really tasty.
Yeah, so that was
and I remember you saying simple. You're going to make that, and I was like, but surprised, very surprised. I enjoyed
now,
it.
Why did you roll your eyes when I said I was gonna make that? Why did you think it was gonna be good? You
because
like cream cheese, you like chicken.
I do, but I when I'm out traveling, I like to go out to eat. That
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so
we
when
did
you're like,
spend
we're
a lot
gonna...
of money at wineries though.
Yes. So when you yeah. said I'm gonna make this, I was like, but I'm glad it was really good and it was fun because we went back to the Airbnb, but you know, your family will like it too. And anyone's family will like it. I'm not talking
yeah,
about
it. And it wasn't super spicy either. If you're worried about mm-mm. that, if our Midwestern friends are listening,
not at
and
all.
You're like, ooh, a can of Rotel. Oh, there's chili powder. It really
they
wasn't.
They don't eat Rotel.
No, I just mean, I know I don't want to judge everyone in the Midwest, but I know a lot of people from the Midwest, and
I
what
think
they
you're
consider,
being a Karen,
and what they consider spicy isn't necessarily what we consider spicy. So
yeah.
their level of spice, what they can handle, is usually a little lower. So I'm just saying, if you think you heard that and you're like, oh, that's going to be too spicy, try it. I don't think it'll be too spicy for you. I think it'll be fine.
No, it's yeah, not. It'll be fine.
Now the gumbo recipe might be too yes. spicy for you.
So speaking of canned stuff and spicy, I'll go to my recipe. The only thing that I'm going to actually add to this conversation is my taco soup, which is super. So this is super easy. It's just taco soup. You ground some ground meat with a little onion, and then you start dumping in a big pot, like cans of corn, Rotel again, but you know, it's not really spicy, y'all. And then beans. I use like pinto, hot chili beans. You can use regular chili beans. Black beans. What else do I put in there? I put some ranch seasoning and then taco seasoning.
So it sounds a lot like my chicken one. It's just with beef.
Yeah.
But without the cream cheese.
Right. And then it's taco soup. And I add a lot of water and then cook it, and it cooks down a little bit, but that water cooking it down, all the flavors
they
like melt
in together.
So
yeah.
This takes about, it doesn't take long to obviously open cans and throw them in, but it takes about a good, 30 minutes to an hour, closer to an hour for it to get and
the flavors
you know, thicker
to
right
together yeah
and then when we serve this I serve it with cheese, like shredded cheese on top, maybe a little sour cream if you want some, and then we eat it with like scoops.
Oh nice.
You know,
yum. Yeah. yeah, I was gonna ask if you put like avocado on the top, but no, you do cheese.
We don't do that because avocado is like, you know, that little window of like 4 hours that they're perfectly ripe. So we don't have
it. Also depends on where you live, if you can get them
right. And I love
avocado, all the time,
but yes. Yeah, so but I make this soup a couple times during the winter. I've already made it like 2 or 3 times. If there's a big football game, if there's something going on, I'll just say making taco soup and everyone comes over and yeah. And it is really, it's good.
So it's
and it's different. Yes, it is very much so. So that's
really
the only
good.
That's the only thing I make. So I will share that recipe with Betsy. I actually got the recipe from a girl at work years and years ago. And I just follow the recipe. Super. Perfect. Yeah, it's a good one.
There's certain recipes that I'm like, I mean, I have a ton of stuff saved on All Recipes and on Pinterest. And then after I make something two or three times, I'm like, okay, this is going to get printed out and put in my
binder. For sure. Right.
But I try not to print everything because sometimes I make a recipe and I'm just like, it's okay.
Right. Well, I print it and then I just throw them away if it's okay. Yeah,
I'm at this point in my life that I'm like, I'm not going to save things that are just okay. Like,
no.
Yeah. Because I really like.
Right. Right. You know? Well, and don't turn your nose up because it's a bunch of canned stuff. Just try it, y'all. It's good.
It's going to be good.
Oh, it is.
Shoot. I just thought of one. Missed opportunity. I had a shrimp and corn chowder
that I forgot about. I forgot about it too. My mom makes one.
It's so good. It's a shrimp and corn
and it has potatoes. Does yours have potatoes in it?
No, mine doesn't have potatoes. But
mom's has potatoes and cheese.
Yes, it has cheese in it. Yes. Okay, that'll be our bonus.
Okay, our bonus
11. Shrimp and corn chowder. I'll use the recipe. I found it like in a magazine, I think in the doctor's office one time, and I ripped it out and brought it home.
Does yours have cream cheese in it?
I don't know if it does or if it has like a
mom's has cream cheese. Actually, Nanny gave mom the recipe.
Do you have the recipe though? Like, could we share it or not?
Yeah, I think I do have the recipe. Well,
we will link a recipe to a shrimp and corn chowder that we both apparently really like and didn't know until this
and because we completely forgot about it.
Yeah, because I was trying to think of different things, and definitely a shrimp chowder is corn chowder.
You mentioned red beans and rice. Mm-hmm. You know, that's it's not on either of our list, but
well, I knew it wasn't your favorite.
It's not. But I'm gonna tell y'all, down here in the South, Mondays. For some reason, Mondays here, it's red beans and rice at like the restaurants. Now, and that's not, now I said down here in the South, it's for sure here, South Mississippi, New Orleans,
Louisiana.
Yes, Louisiana. Mondays are red beans and rice. Like the cafeteria, every Monday, red beans and rice. You don't even have to ask. It's Monday. It's red beans and rice.
That's so interesting. Are there any other, is it like always on Thursdays something? I'm guessing Fridays, probably they do fish or something.
Yes. Fridays is catfish because in the South, you know, during Lent, you don't eat meat. So that just Fridays is catfish every Friday though. And they have other stuff, but Mondays, red beans and rice, and red beans are not, I mean, I might eat a bowl, but it's
but not all beans. Favorite. I feel like you're not a fan. You're not a huge bean eater in
but
general.
You know, I eat it in the taco soup because there's like three different types of beans in that soup, but there's something about red beans. You really have to cook those jokers, you know, those little like
yes, you do.
You have to cook the heck out of those things.
They take forever. I mean, my red beans and rice is like, do this and then let it cook for 5 hours on the stove.
Like, soak them overnight. Like, remember Steel Magnolias?
Yep.
And she's running and she's like, Truby's coming to pick up Daryl Hannah. Uh-huh. And she's like, I'm running late because I had these red beans. I had to soak them for 10 hours last night. And I'm like, it's a lot of work.
A lot. You know what else we forgot to put on this list is chili. And my husband's going to murder me.
When you said the chicken chili cheese, that thing, I was like, we don't have a regular chili on here, but I'm going to blame that on you because your husband makes chili. So you should have brought up chili.
I should have. And let me tell you, I live in Texas, so I should have put chili. I apologize to everyone in Texas.
Now, do they put beans in their chili?
Yes and no. Traditionally, you can make it just meat. Or you can, meat and peppers and everything else, or you can put beans in it. But it's definitely meat heavy, not bean heavy. So I also think I forgot because I don't make chili because
your husband does.
I will not because there's no way it will compare to my husband's. So I'm like, number one, he enjoys making it and it's very good. And number two, whatever I make is not going to compare. He's not going to like it as much as his. So why would I bother? Why would I be like, I made chili for you tonight? And he would be like, oh yeah, it's good. And I'm like, but internally he's going, mine's better. But it is, you were saying the red beans take a while. I mean, his chili is like a whole day process because he is like using the little food processor for four different kinds
of peppers.
Yes. Like he has jalapenos.
So I've never had Sean's chili. Well, majority of the time when I come out there, it's during the summer.
Yes. He'll make it in the summer though. I'll tell him that. I'll tell him that next time.
Okay. Tell him I've never had it.
Yeah. Yes.
So my mom.
Very spicy, just FYI. Like my nose is running. Yeah. And I can handle spice, but my nose is running.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It's delicious, but it's also like.
So does he drink his chili with a beer?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So this is, so that's one of the things he does. The other thing he does is the smoker. He'll smoke ribs, beef ribs, pork ribs all day. I mean, you know, it's like,
just went down a rabbit hole. Like,
sorry. Okay. So that's why I didn't even think of chili is because I don't make chili.
Cause you don't make
I didn't even think to put it on the list. And then when you said that, I was like, oh, we didn't say
no, chili. I thought neither of us have chili on here.
If anyone's interested, like, I will get his recipe and I'll link it. If you ever want to try it.
Does he follow a recipe? Like a
he does
recipe?
Follow a recipe. And I don't know where he got it, but I think it's tweaked from several different things over the years. Mm-hmm. That he kind of like added this and changed this or combined different recipes. But I'll ask him about it if he's willing to share.
Oh, he might not share. Yeah, y'all. So calm down.
Anyway, so moving back. Because we got off on the freaking shrimp and corn chowder that we got excited about. Yeah. We're like, oh, yeah.
We went down a rabbit hole. And
yes.
Okay. I think it's your turn now because I did my taco soup.
One side note, if you do want to make the shrimp and corn chowder, the recipe I had, which we're going to look and see if we have Angela's recipe. Mine says it's like summer shrimp and summer corn chowder.
What's summer corn?
Hold. So the recipe I had like ears of corn that you cut.
Oh, like you cut it off.
Yes. Okay. I did never do that. I just used frozen because I didn't have fresh corn and it was delicious with the frozen corn. So.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I was like, you use canned, but no, you use frozen.
Yeah, nice. I did. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure either one will be good.
So we'll kind of stick with the vegetables.
Okay.
Go to my mama's vegetable soup. Now, this is so good. And I mean, when I say vegetable, but you have to have like a beef, what's it called? Like a beef roast. Yep. Yeah. So that goes in it. So when you've cooked it all day, that beef roast is kind of falling apart. So when you ladle it up and it is full of like okra, peas, beans, green beans, regular beans, corn, tomatoes. Then she puts pasta in there, like noodles.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
what kind of noodles? Any kind? I mean, not spaghetti.
I don't know what kind. I mean, no, not spaghetti.
Like macaroni or elbow.
Yeah, like macaroni.
Like any kind of small
elbow.
Noodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is so good. Again, this is a soup that this takes a long time because all those flavors have to blend. You can't just put them all in at once. She has potatoes in there. I mean, it's all kinds. It's every carrots. It's basically any vegetable with the
with the beef. Is there potatoes in it too or no? Because you have noodles.
No, she puts potatoes in there too.
Oh, really?
It's not a whole lot of potatoes. And the potatoes stay like they're not like mushed potatoes, you know, because like our broccoli potato soup, the potatoes are kind of more mushy.
They've cooked longer, yeah.
Yes, but these are not.
Okay.
But every time she makes this soup, a couple things happen. One, she has to make jalapeno cornbread with it.
Oh.
So.
Let's not even get into sides because, jalapeno cornbread.
100%. And then two, we call and we're like, hey, we have vegetable soup down here because everybody comes and eats it.
Yeah.
And you know what they say? You got jalapeno cornbread too? Yes. Yes, we do.
So last time Sean made chili for a big group of people, he asked me, do you know how to make cornbread? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, will you make some to go with the chili? I'm like, sure. So I made some that was buttermilk. And then I made some that was jalapeno cheddar. And I said, I'm going to double the jalapeno cheddar recipe and just do single buttermilk because everybody's going to want the jalapeno cheddar.
Right.
And he's like, well, I don't know, because the chili's really spicy. He was like, so I would say make one of each or double the buttermilk, because if it's buttermilk left over, like we'll eat, the kids will eat it, you know. And I was like, okay. Well, he comes home and all the jalapeno cheddar is gone, and like half the tray of buttermilk is gone. I'm like, yeah. He goes, yeah, everybody ate the jalapeno cheddar. I'm like, of course they did.
It's so good.
so good.
My friend Lisa she calls it black eyed pea cornbread. Ooh. She adds, it's jalapenos, and she adds sausage and black eyes.
That's black, like a whole peas. Meal.
Oh, it is. It's like a whole meal cornbread, and it's thick. Uh-huh. It is delicious. And she kept saying, I'm like, I've never had it. So it's like mama's cornbread, the jalapeno cornbread, uh-huh, with the black eyed peas and sausage added to it.
Yeah.
Because you know, mama's also has that. Cheese and yeah.
Like with the sausage. So I mean, that's a meal right there. I could eat that for breakfast. You know how I like spicy food? Like,
yes.
Salty.
I can link you. Breakfast. She actually gave me that recipe if you want me to give it to you.
Yeah.
Because we don't have recipes for mama's jalapeno cornbread, because you just throw stuff in there. That's how she cooks. She's like, give me your hand. And I'm like, but your hand is different than my hand. Like, you can't just say you put this much in there, because different hands. And she's like, okay, start putting something in. I'm like, we are not even measuring this. And she's like, a little bit more. And I'm like, how do you know?
It's like the old recipes that were like a dash of this.
Yes.
And a spoon of this, a dash of that, a sprinkle. And you're like, how much is a dash? Like,
and she'll taste it and she's like, taste it. And I'm like, it's not how it normally is. And she's like, yeah, it needs something. I can't tell you what it needs, but she's like, give me some of this. This is what it needs. And I'm like, how did you know that? You know,
which works for cooking, but as you've said, that's why baking is a whole other ball game.
Right. You need to be precise with baking.
I feel like unless you really know your stuff, you cannot bake like that. I mean, I'm sure there's people that can bake that way because they really know what they're doing in baking and what things need. I would not. Everything would come out terrible because I'd be like, I left something out and now it's as flat as a pancake.
my fourth one, mama's vegetable soup. So good. Okay,
so I have two more and I'm
How do you have two more? We each had five.
I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one I have for you is delicious ham and potato soup. That's the name of it.
So delicious is the name of in it.
Delicious ham and potato soup. I found this recipe on All Recipes.
Well, and it better be delicious.
Probably one day when I had like leftover ham after like, Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Leftover ham.
So good. And I was like, ooh, this looks good. It's very simple. It's another like creamy potato soup, but basically with ham in it, but very much like the ham flavor is so good. And some onion, garlic in there.
Is it really delicious?
It is very delicious. I could eat this. Okay. It's very good. Like we said, just curl up on the couch with a blanket.
Cream in it?
It doesn't. It has milk. It has milk. Okay. It doesn't have cream. Okay. And then it has like butter and flour that you make a little bit of a roux with.
A roux.
Like 5 tablespoons of each. So you do that and then stir that in and then you add milk. So very simple. I mean, you got ham, you got potatoes, you got milk. You can go. You're good to go. So I'll link that one.
Do you put the ham bone in there?
No, it just says 3.5
just cut
cups
the ham.
Of chopped up, cut up ham.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So my last one is one that we also do not have a recipe for, and it's mama's gumbo.
Gumbo. Oh, so good.
Gumbo. And now some people do seafood gumbo. Some people.
Okay.
You can have
gumbo
seafood, or you can have chicken and sausage, or you can have just chicken.
Okay.
Mama does all of it together.
You just put everything in there.
Just throw it in there. And at Christmas, she does like 2 chickens, but just for a regular
pot. And 50 pounds of shrimp, which I can't even imagine, right?
About 40 to 45 pounds of shrimp. Yeah. Cause she leaves some
shrimp. What kind of pot do you use for that?
It's massive. So that's at Christmas though. But we'll make this other times, and it's not a whole lot of time. We don't make it often because it's a lot of work. It's you know, a whole morning of cooking it together. And it has okra, and it has, it's gumbo. And then it's, of course, over rice. Now, let me ask you this, because we don't do this, but some people put potato salad with gumbo. Do y'all do that? Have you even heard of that?
I'm going to be honest. I have heard of it. I don't like potato salad at all.
Okay. But I'm not joking. When people make gumbo and they make their rice, they make potato salad because they put the rice, gumbo, and then they put a scoop of potato salad and they eat it all. Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant like on the side. Like, you know how some people have like cinnamon rolls on the side with chili.
What?
Yeah. Which I could see like the sweet with the spicy, but I'm also like, that's a thing. Yeah. Spicy go together. It's a kind of it's an Ohio Midwest thing. I don't know. I've heard of it. I've never had it, so I shouldn't be knocking it because I haven't tried it. Potato salad in the gumbo?
In the gumbo. And they're like, so on Facebook, I've seen people, they will say perfect bite. And it's like little rice and gumbo and then the potato salad. And we do not do that. So we just are gumbo and rice.
I mean, it's got like the creamy element to it. But like I said, I'm not a potato salad fan.
Yeah, I am, but I'm still not doing that. Not doing it.
Just the flavor.
So, yeah.
With the gumbo, I'm like, are you going to ruin your gumbo?
Is it cold potato salad or is it warm potato salad? Because gumbo, you like it hot, you know, like hot.
There's warm potato salad. People eat potato salad warm.
Well, when you first make it, it's not cold, right? I don't know. I don't make potato salad.
Okay. The idea of it being warm just made it 10 times grosser to me than cold.
When you first make it, potatoes are not, I mean, I'm not going to say warm, but they're room temperature. Is that better?
Is there mayonnaise in your potato salad?
Yes, but you don't.
I'm just making sure we're talking about the same potato salad here.
But potatoes are not cold because you like boil them, right? You boil them and then.
We're going to stop talking about this. I am pregnant and this is not sitting well. Okay,
room temperature potato salad then. Well, warm might have been a wrong word, but
I just feel like it goes bad. You can't leave that stuff out.
You can't make it cold. Like when you make ice cream, the beginning of ice cream is not automatically frozen. You have to get it to that point, right? Potato salad, you have to get it to the cold point.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's not already cold and you put it all together and it stays cold.
I see that. I can't imagine eating it warm. That in my mouth just sounds so disgusting to me. So when you
move on,
cold, so my or is last... it warm? I was like, there's warm potato salad. People serve that warm. Not so like my you last... eat it warm to begin with and then you put it in the refrigerator. Yes.
No, like, I mean, like, do you make it and immediately put it on that? I don't know the answer to that because we don't do it.
Okay. To clarify, you are not aware of the fact that you can like serve it cold or warm. Like some people eat it warm, some people eat it cold. That's not what you were saying. Is that what you were saying? Okay.
No, I was wondering, like, do you immediately like make the potato salad and put it in the gumbo?
I thought you were asking me like, what kind of, you know, cornbread is it? Buttermilk or jalapeno? I thought it was just like an either or, like potato salad, cold or warm potato salad. Like these are the way it's made.
Ooh, that does sound gross. So stop. Don't say that.
That's why I said people serve it warm.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, imagine it coming out of the oven and like a casserole dish.
That you bake. No, that's
not. It was like a casserole dish. Warm potato salad coming out of the oven. And I was like, I'm getting like, I feel warm right now.
So back, get out of that rabbit hole. Back to my last comfort food is gumbo. It's just so good. Yes. And when Mama makes it and it's not Christmas, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to my cousins. And I'm like,
that's so mean. Even the ones that aren't like in state.
Oh, those are like Megan for sure gets it. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
You know, she can't even, if you're out of far out of state, you can't even get a good gumbo wherever you are.
She's in, yeah, by like Maryland area. So I don't know how their gumbo is.
No, I don't know either. I wouldn't risk it. If don't I was know. There visiting, I wouldn't
either.
I'll try that at a restaurant. No.
But also on Fridays at the cafeteria, they have fish and they have gumbo.
It's really? Oh, every Friday. I thought you meant at where all. She was. And I was like, huh?
No, at our cafeteria. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. At the hospital. Yeah.
That's good. So gumbo, I will link my recipe, which is, I think the title is like New Orleans Creole gumbo. And it's very good. It's one of my husband's favorites. Like,
does it have shrimp and chicken?
It has chicken. And I use chicken and sausage.
Okay.
I think it calls for shrimp and crab meat, but I just do chicken and sausage because we both like chicken and sausage better than seafood. I don't know. I have thrown in shrimp before.
Oh my gosh.
That's weird. We like it in gumbo better. I'm not saying I do really like seafood. I really like shrimp. Crab meat, but I do really like shrimp.
My aunt one time bought a ton of crab meat and we put it in gumbo at Christmas time. And the pot is just so big, the crab meat just kind of, you know, disintegrated down, you know. Yeah. Now mom will take, if we get crabs over the summer, she will, like if they boil crabs, she will save the legs for the gumbo to give it up, but she'll pull the legs out, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, gumbo is so good, y'all.
So good. I agree 100%. And yes. I don't think my husband really had gumbo that much before we got married. And then when I asked him, I'll make like a plan for the month, like what meals we're going to have. And I'm like, okay, what, like, give me like two or three meals that you really want to hear, that you want to have this month. And I do that mostly so I can see what he really likes, because he's very good and he'll eat everything I make, which is wonderful.
That's
but I can't tell like what are his favorites.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And gumbo, he's like, gumbo? And he always kind of asks, because he's like, he knows it takes like 4 or 5 hours to make. So he's like,
it's not easy.
Is there a day that you can make gumbo? And I'm like, yeah, when you're off work, I can make gumbo, but I'm not going to be in the kitchen for 4 or 5 hours, like on a normal day. So, but yes, gumbo is great.
It's so good.
So my last one is from my mother-in-law. Shout out Elaine.
Oh, and Elaine, our new super fan.
Yes. So it is a vegetable and sausage barley soup.
Barley. We haven't heard that word today.
No, we haven't. And so that's why I wanted to add it. One, because it is sausage, like you were saying, there's not a lot of ground.
We do chicken and meat. Yeah. Chicken ground, and beef. Yeah.
So you brown the sausage, you put it in. I'm pretty sure it's crock pot. I haven't actually made it, believe it or not, but I had it with her and I was like, I got the recipe because I'm going to make it. And I never use barley, but it was delicious.
Yeah. I was going to say, where do you really buy barley?
The grocery store. It's like in.
I figured. Like,
I think it's in the aisle with like the flour or the rice. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I think it would be by rice, I'm guessing.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very good. So I will link that recipe as well if you're looking for something different. And it is more, it's not as creamy and thick as it is. It is more, it's like thicker than normal, just like broth, but it's not as like as heavy as other ones. So she made it for a big group. We got together to do cookies, to do a cookie day a couple years ago in November. We do that before Christmas and everybody loved it. It was really good. If I make anything, I'm going to make it with some homemade bread.
Which I was going to say.
Go really well with the brothy soups. Like the vegetable and beef that your grandma makes.
We just call it vegetable.
Okay, but it has beef in it.
Yeah, but that's just like already known. You don't have to say and beef, just say vegetable.
You know, some people have vegetable without beef. They just say vegetable soup, but and it's just vegetable.
I feel sorry for them.
there's actually quite a few people that don't eat meat, Angela. Did you know
I feel
that?
Sorry for them too.
I'm not friends with them. No, I'm just kidding. But there are those type broth, more brothy soups are really good, I think, with bread. I love that with bread, especially homemade bread. Then there's other ones like that I mentioned, the tortellini. I'm like, I could not eat a piece of bread with this. It is so heavy.
Yes. It sounds heavy, but it sounds really good. I want to go to the store and buy some tortellini tomorrow.
I think you should.
Because I think I have everything else that goes in that. I just don't have tortellini.
Well, I will say
I also like saying that word, tortellini.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you're Italian. That could be it. It just rolls off the tongue.
It's just so easy.
So that's it. So that's our top 10 that's with ours. A bonus. A couple bonuses.
A couple bonuses, actually, that we went down the rabbit hole. So if y'all have some that is your favorite, drop us a note.
We love to try new recipes.
We do. So we're going to try to send y'all as many or link as many recipes as possible. And when I say we, I really mean Betsy, because y'all know she does all that.
Angela can tell you how to find the video description on YouTube.
Yeah.
You remember?
No. Yes, but if I look at it long enough, I'll figure it out. I think it's something it's on this side of the phone or something.
There's a little down underneath the video. There's a little down carrot, a little down arrow.
Hit that.
You click on that and then it'll show you the video description where all there the links are. Yeah. And you're listening on a podcast. I believe I could put all of it in the podcast, the audio, like, Spotify or whatever in the video description as well, or in the podcast description as well.
Wow.
So look there and comment and tell us any amazing soup stew recipe that you want to share with us, because we'll try
that
it out.
We missed. You know? Yeah.
We would love to try it.
And thanks for listening. If you already haven't, please subscribe on YouTube and like us and Instagram. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Stay warm and enjoy your soups to keep you warm during the winter.
Yes. We will talk to y'all later. Have a great night.
Bye, Sean. Love you.
Love you, Bradley Cooper.